We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
All right, well, the new hip, hot thing to do is to attack the Target store in your area. The trend began, of course, in Minneapolis, and now it's a hot thing to do. So much so, and this is really nuts, Yahoo Finance reported that Target has had to close or adjust hours at 200 stores. They've closed over 100 stores, the rest, I guess, the adjusted hours over the weekend.
Yeah, the Greenville store closed early with due to the impending or the rumors of impending protest down the Woodruff Road area. In fact, we had some photographs that we shared. Dave Jackson, one of our intercom employees here, one of our managers, shared some photos of the Target store here and actually had shots of the shopping carts arranged horizontally against the doors from the inside and the parking lot completely empty. They also had shots of the Ross store at the Shops of Greenridge, which is just down the road from the Target store on Woodruff Road. And there's also a heightened Greenville City Police presence in the area.
Yeah, this from the Greenville News over the weekend. The protests were downtown. Greenville police and sheriff's deputies were obviously out controlling those. There was no parade permit. You can't just show up and decide you're going to take over a street or a series of streets, right? So that went on all weekend. But listen, I just want to read this. This is from the Greenville News. And as far as Target is gone, apparently this is now part of the thing. You do your protest, then you loot the Target. On Saturday night, the Greenville News wrote, The line abruptly shifted back down Beatty Place and toward the One Plaza when Quarles, one of the two leaders of the so-called protest, said through a bullhorn that the next destination was the Target on Woodruff Road. The Target superstore was looted and destroyed and was a symbol of the protest in Minneapolis, where the company is headquartered. At the announcement here in Greenville, by one of the two leaders of the so-called protest, the crowd began to sprint. About an hour later, a heavy police presence was seen outside the closed Target store, along with other big box stores and shopping centers on Lawrence Road and Woodruff Road. Police cruisers from various jurisdictions sped along Woodruff Road with lights and sirens. We saw some of this weekend, mm-hmm. And the destination was the parking lot of the Kohl's clothing store and the Walmart next to it. So apparently this is what you do. You do the march, the protesting, then you head to Target. It's the American way. It's new. It's great. It's exciting.
What the heck has Target got to do with this?
I have no idea.
I mean, there is probably no one company in this country that is more inclusive, more friendly to the whole, Rainbow Coalition thing. They go out of their way to talk about their diversity through their advertising, through their in their businesses and their hiring practices. And I'm not sitting here trying to pat Target on the back. I'm just simply saying, hey, this company is all about that. They're all about that.
Here's what this says in Yahoo Finance, that Target's hometown apparently is Minneapolis, that's where Target's decision comes in light of its own stores in its hometown in Minneapolis being targeted by protesters for looting or vandalism. So I think it's just people copying, everybody else got an air fryer on television. They got themselves some free sheets and some stuff. So I deserve to have those too.
A literal target of opportunity, yeah. I guess, for the air quote protesters. I'm sorry. If you're rioting and looting, you're not a protester.
You're not. No, you're not.
And I've got to point this out. Chrissy Teigen, and I do not usually pay attention to this, but Fox News had a little thing about there, how she is going to bail out the protesters that were arrested. I've got news from Ms. Teigen. There were no protesters arrested. Rioters and looters were who were arrested. If you were protesting, I would almost guarantee you anyone who was simply protesting, who was simply legally assembling to redress their grievances with their government, was not arrested for that. And the people who were arrested, it's like we got the email last night from the spokesperson for the Greenville PD. There were four people arrested in Greenville. Assault and battery, unlawful carrying of a pistol, disorderly conduct, and I believe interfering with a police officer or something else. I wasn't exactly sure. But there were four people arrested for that. They weren't arrested for protesting. They were arrested for breaking the law, for being somewhere and having possession of stuff that they shouldn't have had at that point and at that time. And I'm sorry, Ms. Teagan, they're not protesters being arrested in this country. There are rioters and looters being arrested. Is that who you're bailing out?
Well, the mainstream media, and Tucker Carlson did a brilliant job of pointing this out, the mainstream media is saying, well, it's so unfair that tear gas is being used, and pepper spray and rubber bullets and water cannons and all that stuff. Because, see, when the white people went to protest in Michigan and went heavily armed, they were protesting the shutdowns. And when white people gathered by the tens of thousands in Virginia with their weapons, as they did in Michigan, that nobody did that to them. And this proves racism. Your problem there is it's legal to bring your weapon to a protest if you own it lawfully. Bad. There's nothing unlawful. Yeah. There's no rioting. There's no fires. There's no stealing. There's no crimes. So, of course, they weren't arrested.
And
the two
no
things
weapons
are not
were fired
comparable.
Either. No weapons were fired.
Now, if 20,000 peaceful protesters with guns on their hips or their backs showed up to peacefully protest this, they wouldn't have been arrested either. It's the part where you set stuff on fire, trash police cruisers. Did you see what happened in Philly? Did you see that video?
No.
Here's what happened. I feel so bad for the police. The police pull up in their cruisers, right, to go help the mostly black-owned businesses. They get out of their cruisers to go stand in front of the businesses to protect them from looters. And the looters immediately start taking their cars, bashing the windows out, setting them on fire. So the police couldn't even return to their cars. The cars were completely destroyed by the looters.
Well, you had at least two Columbia, South Carolina police cruisers burned in the streets of Columbia Saturday.
Right. And see, this is what they won't tell you. You know, when they say, oh, well, in Virginia, 20,000 people showed up with guns and nobody did anything to them. I'm sorry, were there any police cars burned? Tell me what law got broken? None. They were peaceful. Mm-hmm. This is not comparable. By the way, if you look at the Virginia protest, that was over the potential gun laws, which was cast by the media as, oh, it's a white supremacist militia gathering. There were a shocking amount of black gun owners in that crowd. Look at the pictures. Mm-hmm. Strange to think they might be members of a white militia, because
exactly.
they're not. They're peaceful gun owners who had every right to be there.
Yeah.
So the idea that was just white people, and if white people show up with guns, they get away with it. No, they weren't firing the guns. They weren't hurting people. They weren't beating up elderly people in wheelchairs. They were peaceful. That's why they weren't touched. It's not illegal to have a gun. By the way, did you see Joy Reid, what she said, MSNBC?
Oh, no, I can't.
This is just... She says that Attorney General Bill Barr is pinning the riots on left-leaning groups like Antifa and Black Lives Matter when it's already documented as coming from white nationalist groups.
Oh, really? Now,
yes.
Exactly what white nationalist group is showing up?
Well, so, you know, that's the funny part, because if it's already been documented, it's white nationalist groups. You think they could give you the names of these groups?
I tell you what, these white nationalist groups must have a fantastic minority outreach program.
Oh, they do. It's fabulous.
Just look at the video.
I know.
Just look at the video.
White nationalists somehow got black people to riot. They did? How? Again, I pointed this out. Look, let me just read what Joy Reid of MSNBC says. I mean, this is delusional. I mean, this is crazy. This is stuff like crazy stuff like, wow. So now she tweeted, the Attorney General Bill Barr is attempting to pin the anarchy and infiltration, which is already documented as coming from white nationalist groups, on left-leaning Antifa groups. The goal is to force the media to repeat that. What is his proof?
Well, please, I would encourage Ms. Reed to show us the documentation she says that there is. If there's documentation that white nationalists are doing this, please show us the documentation, because you know what? I would be very happy for the Attorney General, the Department of Justice, the FBI, or local police, whoever, to go after white nationalists.
Sure,
I'm after anybody who is burning businesses, beating people in the streets. I don't care what your race is. I don't care what your political party. I don't care about your gender. I don't care about your sexual orientation. If you are looting and rioting and beating people in the streets, you should be arrested, prosecuted, and imprisoned. Period. I don't care.
Here's what Joy Reid from MSNBC tweeted. As fact, what I heard from Minnesota officials, all of them, and this is true, the mayor of Minneapolis actually did say this, was that white nationalist groups are planning online to blend into the protest and stir chaos using the legitimate protesters as a human shield. What logical reason would left-wing groups have to burn black communities? All right, great. Do you honestly think, Lee, if these white nationalist groups, whoever they are, had been identified, do you think the media would leave them unnamed?
No.
No, they'd be on the doorsteps of the leadership. We'd see their faces on TV. They'd shove a microphone in their face. They'd tell us the name of the group. Those people would be doxxed. They'd be at their workplace this morning or their business or wherever they are. But you don't see that, do you?
No. No, you don't.
Because they don't have a white nationalist group to blame. They made it up. They make everything up. This is just more of them making it up. But that's better than, did you see Susan Rice?
No.
Trump advisor Susan Rice over the weekend. She said actually it's Russia behind this.
Oh, that was Obama advisor, not Trump advisor.
Oh, yeah, that's what I meant. Did I say Trump?
Yes, you did.
Oh, I'm
but
sorry.
That's okay,
Obama
so.
Advisor.
Yeah.
Obama advisor Susan Rice, the Russians did this, Lee.
Right.
Russians made this happen. Again, which Russians? How? Tell us. Who was it? GRU? Who was it? Notice they don't say. That's always a clue that they're lying.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You know what ripped my heart out over the weekend? This guy in Minneapolis is a business owner. His name is Corboy Bala. He is a firefighter. He and his wife have four kids. They scrimped and saved to accomplish for years their lifelong goal of owning a sports bar. This poor guy, he's a black businessman, put his entire life savings into the bar. And the opening week was the week Minnesota shut down for COVID-19. So he's barely holding on, right? So he finally gets to reopen the bar. And it's literally not 72 hours. It's because he's got to open. His whole life savings is in the thing. Riot start. You got to see this video. I've got it up on my Facebook page. He is just, there's just tears streaming down his face. He's sitting there watching his life savings. And as they're interviewing him, there's the crew's there, there's tears streaming down. I mean, I would be too. My whole life savings gone? Gone in two media hoaxes where they go off half-cocked without, the other side of the story and everything falls apart. So he's got tears streaming down his face. And literally as the media is interviewing him, the local television station there in Minneapolis is interviewing him. The protesters, protesters, yeah, whatever. They ain't protesters. They're thug thieves. are breaking into his bar as he stands there and are trying to rip the safe with what's left of his assets off the floor and carry it off in front of the news crew. God, I just wanted to give him a hug. I know what it's like to put everything you have into a business and lose it. I know. And I just wanted to hug him. God, folks, these are the people. You want to know who's suffering in America? You want to know who it's not fair to? This guy. And there is a ton of people just like him. This is a Scores Sports Bar owner, Corboy Bala. By the way, there's a GoFundMe account for him now to help put him back together financially. I've posted that on my Facebook page, too. This is wrong. This is a black business owner. And the people trying to rip off his safe, literally in front of the television crew as he stands there, are black. This is what's so crazy about this country. Take a listen.
Today, we found Corboy Bala, who invested his life savings into opening this sports bar, cleaning up. While our camera was there, looters came back to try to steal his safe.
Right, trying to steal the safe.
I don't know what we're going to do. We worked so hard to get here.
God.
So hard.
Tears streaming down his face. That's who I care about. But their stories are never important. What they lose is never important. It's always what the left wants now. And you know what? We don't even have news anymore. We lurch from hoax to hoax with half the facts. And we set the country on fire before we even know what the heck is going on. We burn down the economy. We burn down black businesses. We burn down white businesses. We don't even know what we're doing. We're just out there because it feels good. This is the media weaponizing people's feelings, and it's so wrong. By the way, this weekend, protesters in downtown Greenville, and again, the police and Mayor Knox White are to be commended, as is the sheriff, for the fantastic job we did here showing the rest of the country how you handle this kind of situation without violence. Nobody got hurt. Nothing burned down. They did a fantastic job. But there's a clip in the Greenville News. It's a video, and it is the protesters, and they are chanting, "Hands up, don't shoot." And folks, this is the disease. Hands up, don't shoot. That's a reference to Ferguson. Didn't happen. It was debunked. Hands up, don't shoot did not happen. Christopher Brown was not shot with his hands in the air. So let me give you some facts, and I've posted the Obama Justice Department report on this, Obama Justice Department report, that found hands up, don't shoot never happened. The man who made that up was one of the two who had actually attacked Officer Darren Wilson. The Obama Justice Department report, don't forget this, found Officer Wilson acted in self-defense. These protesters don't even know that, which makes them victims of yet another media-driven hoax. The alleged victim, Michael Brown's DNA, I'm just going to recap this for these protesters, was found on Officer Wilson's gun and in Officer Wilson's car. The DOJ report, remember, concluded, you can read it for yourself, put it on Facebook, that this was because Brown forcibly entered Officer Wilson's car, wrestled Wilson for his gun, and managed to discharge it in the act of attempting to kill Officer Wilson. That is why Officer Wilson is not in prison. While the two grappled for the gun in the car. It was a miracle Officer Wilson survived the attack. Fact, y'all. The Obama DOJ concluded Officer Wilson acted in self-defense. And again, according to the report, witnesses at the scene said, hands up, don't shoot, did not happen. Didn't happen. That tall tale came from just one of the witnesses at the scene, who the media interviewed over and over. They excluded the rest of the witnesses, who told a completely 180 degrees different story. The Justice Department went and found them. So this is how the media creates hoaxes to further their agenda. They ignore half the facts that don't support the narrative till the truth becomes unrecognizable and America burns. And they're doing it again. They're doing it again.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Time to do what we do best here. Re-inject a little bit of reality into the news. It's how the media lies to you. It's why the country's burning. They don't give you context. And without it, things look very different than they actually are. So let's go use some actual context. Yeah, there's bad cops. In fact, John Jay Criminal Institute stipulates, and this has been true for decades, that about 2% of police officers are unethical, immoral, not good people. Our screening methods have gotten much better over the years in order to keep people with certain personalities out of policing. They don't belong in policing. But we have not figured out how to do it perfectly. We are still human. This will never change. This will never end. It is what it is. So let's pull up, this is one of my favorite tools, the Washington Post police shooting database. It's entirely FBI data inside of it. Let's start breaking this down so we can have some perspective, because what we were told all weekend by the talking heads in the mainstream media is that this is part of a very long and painful legacy for Black people in America of their mistreatment at the hands of police. And if you tuned in this weekend or in the weeks heading into it, you would think that only Black people get shot by the police. Ain't so. Here's the reality in America. In America, in 2019, according to the Washington Post, their database, which you can pull up yourself, 1,004 people were shot and killed by the police in 2019 in this country. 1,004. They were all Black? No. Care to take a guess what the race of the largest group of police shooting victims was? Care to guess? White. Mm-hmm. Let's break it down. Of the people shot and killed by the police in 2019, there were 1,004 of them. 370 were white. Did you see any of those on TV? Did you see? That was amazing. Do you realize 370 people? Were white people were shot and killed by police last year? You wouldn't know that, would you? Do you ever see a single one of these shootings on TV? Even one? No. I wonder what those were about. I wonder if they were fair. I wonder if the guy deserved it. I wonder if he was resisting arrest. We'll never know. I don't know. The media doesn't cover it. See, because if you watch the TV this weekend, you would think this doesn't happen to white people. But it does. So of the 1,004 people in the U.S. shot and killed by police in 2019, 370 or 38% were white. The second group were Black, 235, roughly 23% of those shot and killed by police. Wait, so this morning, Terry, you're telling me significantly more human beings who were white were shot and killed by police last year than Black? Mm-hmm. See, but the media can't tell you that because that might make it look like this isn't race-based. Now, if I were a liberal activist, I'd say, well, it's not fair because Black people make up about 12.5% of the U.S. population, yet they are 23% of those shot by police. Okay. And white people make up, what are we now, 60-some percent of the population, yet they are only 38% of those shot by police. Okay. But the fact still remains, more white people than Black people were shot and killed by police last year. But that's shocking to those of you who thinks that this only happens to Black people and it's just because cops are racist. By the way, 158 of those were Hispanic. We don't know the race. Hispanic is not a race. So let's take a look. 1,004 people shot and killed by police in 2019. Of the 1,004, how many were unarmed? Right? Because that's what police do. They go find a Black kid and you shoot him because he's Black. Right? And they only do this when Black kids are unarmed, right? That's how it goes? No. Of the 1,004 Americans shot and killed by police in 2019, according to the Washington Post's database, just 41 were unarmed. I'm going to let you process that. Of the 1,004 people shot and killed by the police in 2019, just 41 were unarmed. 589 had a gun. 171 had a wife. Well, not a wife. A knife. They may have a wife, have had a wife too. I don't know. But they had a knife. 171. Wow. 62 used a vehicle as a weapon. They were shot and killed. Other weapons, 66. Just 41 unarmed. So, folks, this is an extremely rare thing we're looking at here. Thank God. And it happens to both white and black people in our country. We can debate why and how and whose fault it is and what. But to make this sound like the media does with no context, this only happens to black people. We got to heal our country. It's because of the racism. Well, then why are so many white people killed every year by police? 370. Can you think of the last time you saw a white person shot? I can. It was in Seneca. Kid accidentally texted, his girlfriend did actually, a police officer that they were, you know, I guess going to do a drug deal or he had pot. Police officers, remember this story, blocked the entrances of the restaurant he was at, so he was not getting away. Officer shot him in the back as he drove away. At less than 15 miles an hour, shot him clean in the back. The Seneca Police Department then lied about the entry and exit wound. Remember, we got the autopsy first here. We broke that news. He was shot in the back. White kid. That officer get arrested. Just, I mean, that's the last white person I saw shot in the back, by the way. No, he was fired. That officer, by the way, had a very long history of disciplinary incidents. Case is still open at the Department of Justice. Nobody's bothered to do anything. It's more than 4 years old now. And no one cares. But if he'd been black, the Reverend Allen and Antifa's and all those, they'd have been marching in Seneca. But he was white, so no one cares. There's your context. Not justifying anything, not saying anything is, you know, making anything right or not. I'm just giving you context. This is the reality on the ground in America. You would have no idea if you watch the mainstream media. Texter writes, Mr. Hammond was shot in the back. He was white, so no one cares. July 26, 2015, and Tiller, the guy who shot him, was fired September 9, 2016. Yeah, he was around for a long time. He was an active police officer for over a year after killing Hammond. Texter writes, when you are peacefully protesting, the violence starts. You should go home. If you stay home, if you stay, you become part of the problem. Texter writes, if people didn't resist arrest, they wouldn't be thrown to the ground. The aggression started with the person doing the crime. And again, that's not, we're not, if you're just tuning in, we're not, this texter is talking about George Floyd. We were talking about the stats on who is shot in America by police every year. The largest group is white, not black. Texter writes, it's not white versus black. It's blue versus everybody else. Another texter writes, the so-called peaceful protesters blocking the road were still breaking the law. They weren't peaceful to the truck driver. Another texter writes, put those stats on your Facebook. I have in the past. I'll do it again today. Incredibly frustrating. Okay. Meanwhile, just a wrap up of the insanity. Do you realize they had to take Trump, according to Fox News, down to the underground bunker as rioters attacked the White House? Do you realize more than 50 Secret Service agents were injured in clashes outside the White House after the mayor of D.C., by the way, refused to protect the White House? You think that would have happened if there was a Democrat in that White House? I doubt it. More than 50 Secret Service agents injured in the clashes outside the White House. Rioters threw Molotov cocktails in D.C. while looters trashed Gucci and Chanel stores in New York City. Just absolute madness. Meanwhile, case you're wondering who's on what side of this and what it'll be like to live in Joe Biden's America. At least 13 members of Joe Biden's campaign staff made donations to a group that helps Minneapolis protesters get out of get out of jail on bail. Ask business, black business owners in Minneapolis if they're protesters. Just ask them. They're just peaceful protesters, right? The kind who set your store on fire and take your stuff, that kind. The group, the Minnesota Freedom Fund, has raised $20 million in the past week, you know, by leftists to bail out violent Antifa and Black Lives Matter activists. Although, again, to have here Susan Rice, CNN, and Wolf Blitzer tell the story, it's actually the Russians. It's not. So you might have thought it was some violent protesters and that Antifa should be, you know, designated a terror group, as it was by the president over the weekend. But no, it's actually the Russians who are behind this. They don't explain how. Because they can't, and they just made the whole thing up. But that's the new talking point, just so you know.
We have a problem here, Wolf. We have peaceful protesters focused on the very real pain and disparities that we're all wrestling with that have to be addressed. And then we have extremists who have come to try to hijack those protests and turn them into something very different. Based on my experience, this is right out of the Russian playbook as well. But we can't allow the extremists, the foreign actors, to distract from the real problems we have in this country that are long-standing, centuries old, and need to be addressed responsibly by new leadership.
Right. So it was the Russians and the white nationalists. Yes. Ignore what you see on your television screen. It was them. And yeah. And she'll get the proof to you, I'm sure, any day now.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.